from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. An Egyptian court upheld a death sentence Tuesday for former President Mohamed Morsi in connection with the 2011 mass prison break. He was originally sentenced last month along with 100 others. The same court also sentenced Mr. Morsi to life in prison Tuesday in a separate case involving charges of conspiring with foreign groups, including the Palestinian militant group Hamas. Since his 2013 ouster by then army chief and current president Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, the Egyptian government has brought multiple charges against Mr. Morsi and the leaders of his banned Muslim Brotherhood amid a massive crackdown against the group. Tuesday's ruling included a death sentence for Brotherhood leader Mohamed Badeh and life in prison for other leaders. Those sentences can be appealed. Al-Qaeda said Tuesday that Nasser al-Wahisi, its deputy chief and leader of its potent Yemen branch, was killed in a U.S. drone strike last week. In a video statement, the group said Friday's strike in the port city of Mukalla killed Wahisi and two others and named Qasim al-Rimi as the new leader of Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. In January, this same group claimed responsibility for the deadly assault on the offices of the satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo in Paris. In an unprecedented demonstration of increased security cooperation, Pakistan's military says its troops crossed the border Tuesday and went 600 meters inside Afghanistan to rescue an Afghan soldier who was critically wounded in a firefight with terrorists. The Pakistan military's media wing says Afghan authorities requested for evacuation and treatment of a soldier. Pakistani troops quickly responded to the Afghan request. This is VOA News. Kurdish fighters and Syrian rebels were in full control of the key border town of Talabayat on Tuesday, according to activists, after pushing out Islamic State fighters. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the militants fled to villages south and west of the city and that a large number of landmines had been planted in Talabayat. Seizing the city on the Turkish border cuts off an Islamic State group supply route to its main city of Raqqa to the south. An Al-Qaeda-linked group in Libya released a list Tuesday with names those it says died in a U.S. airstrike. However, it did not include Mokhtar Belmokhtar, the main target of that bombing. Ansar al-Sharia's statement denied that anyone else was killed. The bombings were the first American airstrikes in Libya since the 2011 uprising that ousted longtime leader Muammar Gaddafi. Indonesia's Aceh province is taking a prominent role in assisting hundreds of Asian boat people who have settled in temporary refugee camps after a perilous journey by sea. As Ron Corbin reports from Bangkok, humanitarian and relief workers say more Rohingya are likely to risk similar voyages in the months ahead.
Under a regional agreement, the Rohingya will be able to remain at the camp for a year, while the Bangladeshis will be returned to their home country. Lillian Fan, a humanitarian worker and researcher who also works in Aceh, says it was only the local fishermen that were willing to come to the rescue of the Rohingya.
The bright spot, I think, has been the fact that ordinary people, right, so fishermen in villages, and people who, in Aceh in particular, have themselves been victims of conflict, the fishermen themselves actually conducted not just rescue, search and rescue, because they knew people were out there.
An increasing number of Muslim Rohingya have fled persecution, violence and ostracism in Myanmar's Rakhine State, where they are largely stateless. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok, Thailand.
South Korea has reported three new deaths as a result of the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, bringing the death toll to 19 and the largest outbreak of MERS outside the Middle East. Seoul health officials also Tuesday announced they discovered four new cases of the deadly virus. That means that there's now a total of 154 MERS infections in South Korea. Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir has arrived back in the Sudanese capital of Khartoum after defying a South African court order to remain in South Africa and await a decision on whether he should be arrested on international war crimes charges. Mr. Bashir left South Africa Monday, just hours after the court ruled that he should be detained and handed over to the International Criminal Court for prosecution. I'm Frances Alonso.
That's the latest world news from VOA.